The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So is it... Okay, so... I wanted to read at least one poem. We'll see how... And after I finish reading the poem, maybe I'll read a revision of it. We'll see how it goes. So this is a poem by Wendell Berry, and it's a poem called How to Be a Poet. And then it says, the title is How to Be a Poet, and then in parenthesis it says, To Remind Myself. So, and it's done in three parts. So first part. Make a place to sit down. Sit down. Be quiet. You must depend upon affection, reading, knowledge, skill, more of each than you have. Inspiration, work, growing older, patience. For patience joins time to eternity. Patience joins time to eternity. Any readers who like your poems doubt their judgment. Two. Breathe with unconditional breath the unconditioned air. Shun electric wire. Communicate slowly. Live a three-dimensional life. Stay away from screens. Stay away from anything that obscures the place it is in. Stay away from anything that obscures the place it is in. There are no unsacred places. There are only sacred places and desecrated places. 3. Accept what comes from silence. Make the best you can of it, of the little words that come out of the silence, like prayers prayed back to the one who prays. Make a poem that does not disturb the silence from which it came. I particularly like this last part. Make a poem that does not disturb the silence from which it came. So if we apply this to our speech, accept what speech that comes from silence. Where does your speech come from? And what would it take for speech to arise out of silence, as opposed to arising out of a busy speaking mind, racing from one thing to the next. Accept what comes from silence. Make the best you can of it, of the little words that come out of the silence, like prayers prayed back to the one who prays. Make best of the words that come out of the silence that are speaking to the one who speaks. Imagine that there's something can arise, out of your depth, that you're in touch with something, touch with silence or something inside, that what comes out of there is actually worthwhile for you to hear. It might even be something that is meant for you, even if you're telling it to someone else, if it comes from this deep place. And prayed back to one who prays. And then make a poem or say the words that do not disturb the silence from which it came. That's a phenomenal statement, I think. Can you speak in such a way that it doesn't agitate you, it doesn't obscure the depth of who you are, or the silence that's within, or the freedom that's within. How do you speak so the speaking both comes out of something that's significant inside of you, or you're really in touch in something, comes out of mindfulness, for example, and that as you speak, it doesn't disturb the place from which it came. So to speak in a mindful way, connected to mindfulness, to presence, to silence, to some embodied presence. But then it's easy to speak and get lost in the words. Try to convince people or make an impression or explain it all or something. But what would it be like to speak so that the place from which it came was not disturbed? That's a great koan, a great kind of question. So I like this poem so much, and so since I'm not really a poet, and this one is titled How to Teach the Dharma, since I seem to do a fair amount of that. So how to teach the Dharma, to remind myself. One, find a place to sit down. Sit down. Be quiet. You must depend upon affection, awareness, insight, concentration, more of each than you allow, and inspiration, effortless effort, efforting effortlessly, growing older, patience, for patience joins time to touch liberation. Appreciate practitioners who liked your Dharma talk. They have transformed it into something beneficial you could never have imagined. So I can't take too much credit, right? Breathe the unconditional breath of the air that asks nothing of you. Shun electric communication. Communicate slowly. Live a three-dimensional life. Stay away from screens. Stay away from anything that obscures the place it is in. There are no unsacred places. There are only sacred places and what obscures them. Accept what comes from silence. Make the best you can of it, of the little words that come out of silence. Words of wisdom spoken to the one who speaks. Make a Dharma talk that does not disturb the silence from which it came. So that's my little take on it. And Wendell Berry's poem is called How to Be a Poet. What I'd like to recommend that you do is you go home and get a copy and then write your own version, like I did for the Dharma talk, you know, how to give a Dharma talk. So, you know, make your own version. So how to be, and you fill in. It could be how to be a practitioner, it could be how to be a, you know, if you have a work you do, or some activity, or some kind of role that you have, whatever it might be, and then go through this slowly and rewrite it so it works for you. And see what comes out of you. And you get extra credit for this homework. If you rewrite it not as an assignment, but as giving voice to kind of what Wendell Berry is pointing to inside. He calls it the place of silence. Maybe you have something else that you'd prefer to call it in silence. But see if you can tap into something inside that's meaningful for you. So you're really kind of rewriting it from that place. In a way that maybe rewrite it so it doesn't disturb the place that it comes from. What would that be like? So, I had fun doing that, so maybe you'll enjoy it too. So thank you.